Welcome to Moving Through Midlife. I am your host, Courtney, a personal trainer and movement specialist who wants to help you move through midlife with more grace. Each week, we will discuss ways we can show up better for ourselves and our children without the burnout. We will focus on overall health through habit stacking to help increase energy, provide movement snacks to help you move more throughout the day while also moving your body more, and learn from professionals on moving through midlife with ease so that you can feel confident with aging gracefully. Grab your earbuds and join me on a leisurely walk while we discuss moving through midlife. It is the first Monday of the month, and this week we have a movement snack for you. Today we are going to work through some pelvic floor health. Many of us, once we hit midlife, this is an area that we struggle with, whether it be from having children and dealing with weak pelvic floor, or just as we get older, our muscles tend to lax a little bit. We may be dealing with some pelvic health issues. So this might be things like incontinence, which is leaking urine when you sneeze, laugh, cough, or even if you're jumping or jogging, if you have to wear a pad to keep from leaking urine during the day, then that is an area that you need to focus on. Other signs might also be if you are dealing with pain, like you have a UTI, but you get tested and you're not dealing with a UTI. You may also be dealing with some pelvic health issues, or if you are struggling with pain during intercourse, you may also be dealing with pelvic floor issues. So what we're going to do is we are going to work on helping to strengthen the pelvic floor with this simple exercise. Now, I want you to know, I want you to work on this throughout the week. If you notice that you start to feel pain in what you think is like your urethra, if you feel pain like you've got a UTI, then that would tell me you have a tight pelvic floor and stop doing these exercises. So this is going to work on strengthening that pelvic floor. So just kind of know that if you already have a tight pelvic floor and you continue to work the muscles to tighten more, it's going to be overly tight and might create pain and issues like that. So for those of you who are in that situation, then we're going to need to work on easing up. And I'm going to be providing that exercise in the Moving Through Midlife community over in our Facebook group next week, just so you know. So the exercise is you're just going to sit wherever you're sitting right now. If you're walking, you can do this when you get home and sit. And all you're going to do is I want you to ground your feet into the floor. They can be in shoes, preferably barefoot. That's how we kind of start to feel that sensation of the floor underneath our feet. But if you have shoes on, that's okay as well. And I want you to think about pressing that big toe into the floor or into the shoes, into the ground. And while you're doing this, I want you to think about pulling that big toe back towards the heel. You are not actively moving that big toe. You're just imagining pulling that big toe back towards the heel. Then you're going to think about squeezing the knees towards each other. You're not actively going to do this, so don't squeeze your knees towards each other. You can either imagine you're doing it so you'll feel those muscles in your deep pelvic floor firing, or if you have like a pillow or a ball or even your hands, you can place them in between your legs at your knees, and you're going to imagine or think about pulling your knees towards each other while you resist with the object or the hands. Then from here, you're going to think about zipping up from the pubic bone to the rib cage. So you're imagining someone coming and zipping up, or you yourself zipping up from the pubic bone to the rib cage. You will feel not only now is the back of your pelvic floor active, the front of your pelvic floor should be active as well. You may notice like this gathering sensation of the lower abs pulling up towards your belly. And then I want you to relax. We're going to do that again. This time we're going to add a breath in with it. So we're going to press our feet down into the floor, big toe, especially because there is that big toe connection to the pelvic floor. Big toe presses down. Think about pulling that big toe back towards the heel, inner thighs firing on, squeezing, lifting from pubic bone to rib cage. You are now going to think about breathing out forcefully like you are breathing through a straw, so your lips are pursed. And you should feel this deep core activity, this fire, what I always call fire in the belly. You should feel this deep fire in the belly. That is your deep core firing on. Then you can relax, breathe in, and do this a few more times. Usually about 5 times is all you need to do. Again, like I mentioned at the beginning, if for any reason you feel uncomfortable, you feel as if you've got a UTI after doing these, that would indicate that you have a tight pelvic floor. This exercise is working on strengthening the pelvic floor. So if that is you, you need to work the opposite and you need to work on relaxing the pelvic floor. I will have a video of this in our Moving Through Midlife community. I will also be sharing an exercise for those of you who have a tight pelvic floor. I will be sharing that exercise next week to help work on relaxing. And I do want to let you all know that if you are struggling with your pelvic floor, if you're dealing with incontinence, you can work through this. You can, one, you can get a pelvic floor therapist, physical therapist to help work with you on this. I also do have a alignment bundle that includes information and exercises to help from a personal training aspect where I can work through different exercises with you if you are struggling with incontinence. And all you have to do is go to movingthroughmidlife.com. You will be able to click on the link of being able to work with me, and that will provide you that alignment bundle where I work through foot health, posture, incontinence, pelvic floor health, and deep core connection. So you can do that and just make sure to head to our Moving Through Midlife community for the videos. And I hope you enjoyed this episode. Make sure also you can also go back in our catalog, episode 73, Struggling with Urinary Incontinence. Episode 60.2, A Quick Tip for Incontinence. Both of those have some great information if this is a problem that you are dealing with. Again, I hope you have a wonderful day and make sure to keep moving. I hope you enjoyed this episode and found something to take away to help you practice healthier habits, move more, or handle the midlife and aging with grace. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with a friend or leave us a review to help us reach more moms just like you. Head to movingthroughmidlife.com to join the free community or learn how you can move more and feel better in your daily life.